Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Good morning, Mr. Drucker.
Oh, morning, Mr. Douglas. Mr. Douglas.
Morning, Mr. Drucker. Anything for me?
Newt's got a new girlfriend.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Mr. Drucker, would you see if you could sniff out some mail for us?
Oh, right here. That's Bill. Another Bill. Bill? Bill? Bill, that's all.
Mr. Drucker, do you have to X-ray all my mail?
Oh, it ain't anything to worry about. As long as I got this hat on, everything's highly confidential.
Yes, well,
isn't there anything from Ed?
No, ma'am.
Why, that's strange. I thought we would hear from him by now.
He's on his honeymoon.
He probably hasn't got time to write.
Why not?
Oh, well,
I am worried about him.
You got something else to worry about.
Like what?
These bills. Lisa?
Lisa?
Will you come into the kitchen, please?
I'm doing my nails.
All firm. Lisa?
How do you do?
Lisa?
Ah, there you are. I've been waiting for you.
Yes.
When you holler to me to come into the kitchen, I come into the kitchen.
Yeah, I don't...
There is one thing about a Hungarian woman. She is holler-trained.
Will you be quiet?
That's another thing. We're quiet-trained, too. When a husband tells us to be quiet, we're quiet.
You through?
With what?
With this silly prattle, I want to talk to you about these bills. Look...
Do you like this color?
Yes, it's very nice.
It's called blushing bride. That's another thing about Hungarian women. All brides are blush-trained.
How long are you going to keep talking?
Until you forget about the bills.
Well, I'm not about to forget about them. Look here. Shoes, coats, a hat, $75. What is this bill here? East River van and storage, $96. We've been getting one of these bills every year for 3 years. Now, for what?
For storing something.
For storing what?
I don't remember.
How can you store something and not remember what it is?
I didn't want to lose it.
Try to remember.
Remember what?
What it is that's in storage.
What it is. How about our grand piano?
We don't have a grand piano.
Then it couldn't be that.
Oh, I'm not about to go on paying $96 a year for storing something when we don't know what it is.
Well, then don't pay the bill.
Then they'll sell it.
How could they sell you what it is?
They have that right.
Well, that isn't my idea of democracy in action.
Lisa, the whole argument is silly. I'll call them tomorrow, and I'll ask them what it is in storage, and we'll... What is that?
It's raining.
I told the Monroe brothers to fix that hole.
Well, you wanted the phone in here, so they had to make that to get the wire in from the pool.
They didn't have to make... Here, hold this. Hello, Sarah. Lisa! Will you be more... Sarah, I want to talk to the Monroe brothers.
Answer the phone, Ralph.
I answered it last time. It's your turn.
Good evening, Monroe Brothers.
You stupid knucklehead!
Just a minute. It's for you, Ralph.
Howdy doody, Harvey, honey.
This is not Harvey, honey. It's Oliver, honey. I mean, it's Mr. Douglas, honey.
Oh, it's you.
Is it raining over at your place?
Yes, right through that hole in the ceiling you made.
We made? Just a minute. Alf, did we make a hole in Mr. Douglas's ceiling?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up in his file.
Alf's looking it up in your file.
You don't have to look it up.
We want to make sure it's your hole and not somebody else's.
It's mine, all right. Now, look, I want you over here first thing in the morning to fix it.
How is it, Ralph?
Fine. I can't see you. Oh, it's all fixed, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, good, good.
Hello. Hello? It's under the phone here. Hello? Who cut the wire?
We did.
What for?
Well, you didn't want the hole in the ceiling. If you don't have the hole, you can't have the wire coming through.
I wanted the wire.
Then you got to have the hole.
Look, I've got to call New York. What am I going to use for a phone?
There's a phone on top of the pole.
East River Van and Storage Company, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to...
One moment, please.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the van in storage.
Did you find out what the... what is it is?
No, hello?
Good morning, East River Van and Storage Company. May I help you?
My name is Oliver Wendell Douglas.
So?
Well, I've been storing something there for about 3 years, and I...
What is it?
Well, I don't know what is it or what it is. That's what I'd like to find out.
Mister, everything stored here is confidential, and we don't give out information to just any nut that calls.
I'm not just any nut. My name is Oliver Wendell Douglas.
So?
Will you stop saying so?
So what do you want me to say?
So, I want you to say what is it or what it is that I have stored there.
Pretty early in the day to be stoned, isn't it?
I am not stoned. Look, how do I find out what it is I have stored there?
Did you store it?
No, my wife did.
Then why don't you ask your wife?
She can't remember.
Oh, she's got a drinking problem, too.
No. Would you send it to me, whatever is it? It is.
If you will send us a notarized authorization, we will be glad to oblige.
Thanks.
Well, what it is?
We'll find out when it gets here. What the... what is that?
What is what?
A big crate! Where is it from?
Two men delivered this from the East River Van and Storage Company. Said you ordered it 2 weeks ago.
They're gonna send you a bill for the freight charges. $298.
$298?
After they saw the house, I had a hard time convincing them you were good for it.
They never told me the charges would be...
Come over here. What does this mean? Karl Marx is a hothead.
I'm sure I don't know.
Holy smoke, it's a Dooley Hickens original.
Who is Dooley Hickens?
He's only the greatest crate writer in the county.
Crate writer?
Most art experts think Dooley's a lot better than Brad Klingwell. He's a fence writer.
Oh, he's done some sidewalk work, too.
Look, can you open this crate?
Have you got the price book, Ralph?
It's in the box.
We have to find out what the freight crate rate is.
A freight crate rate?
For this state.
Yeah, we have a state freight crate rate.
Will you...
Here it is. Opening crates, $3.10 an hour.
$3.10 an hour? I'll open it myself.
Good luck. We'll be working in the bedroom.
And don't come in for any free advice.
Don't worry. I won't. Now, I've got to get something to pry this open with.
Oh, in Hungary, they don't use a pryer. All you have to do is find the nerve center.
What?
The nerve center.
I heard her.
But you didn't understand her.
I could tell from the blank expression on your face.
I thought you were supposed to be working.
Bye.
Bye? What are you doing?
Looking for the nerve center. That's where you push, and then the whole crate falls apart.
Oh, sure it does.
That wasn't it.
No, I didn't think so.
That wasn't it either.
Lisa, you're wasting your time. You can't open...
That was it.
How did you... What? What is that?
Now I remember. This is the present that I bought you for your birthday 3 years ago that you didn't get.
That was one of the nicest birthdays I ever had.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing.
I bought it for you to put it out on the terrace of the penthouse in New York, but they couldn't get it in the elevator to bring it up, so I put it in the storage.
You mean to tell me I've been paying $96 a year to store that?
Don't you like it? It's a genuine Stravinsky.
Who's Stravinsky?
Don't you know who Ladislaw Stravinsky is?
Well, I guess I've been spending too much time in the barn lately.
He's a great artist.
He's not a bad plumber either.
Oliver, if you don't like it now, don't worry. It'll grow on you.
Oh, no, don't. I'm not going to get that close to it. What does it represent? I mean, what did the plumber have in mind when he lumped all this together?
Can't you tell? It's a bird's bath.
A bird? Oh, yeah. Now I can... No, I can't.
You will when you see it work. Turn it on.
What happened?
But you turned on the cat scarer.
The what?
It scares away the cats while the birds are taking their baths.
Oh, hey, that's very,
Why don't you fill it up with water and we can watch the birds taking their baths?
Don't you think that would be a little embarrassing for them?
Oh, no, no, they don't take off their feathers. That's why the boy birds and the girl birds can take their baths together.
Well, if it's all right with the authorities, it's all right with me.
Why don't you fill it up and turn it on?
No, no, not right now. I'd like to get used to it just sitting there... Not doing anything.
Oliver.
Huh? What?
You're whistling in your sleep.
Oh? Oh, I'm sorry. That isn't me. What is that?
Maybe it's a burglar trying to steal your Stravinsky.
Oh, well.
Aren't you going to do anything about it?
Yep, I'm going to call the sheriff first thing in the morning. Night.
Oliver, they're still there. If you're not going to do anything about it, I will.
Look, Lisa, if they're going to steal, I wouldn't interfere. You might make them mad.
You're afraid.
I'm not afraid.
I married a chicken husband.
Wait a second.
Ooh! Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I thought you were the burglar.
There is no burglar out there.
Well, there was somebody out there whistling.
There's nobody out there. I'll show you.
If nobody was out there, who hit you?
That thing! I forgot it was in front of the porch, one of the pipes. Ooh.
Shh. He's back again.
Lisa, you know what that is. That's the wind whistling through the pipes.
Oh, now I remember. Mr. Stravinsky designed it so that when the wind blows, it whistles.
When the wind blows, it whistles.
The whistle attracts the birds, and they know where to come to take their baths.
Good night.
Well, we can't leave it out there. Somebody might steal it. Good night.
Hmm. Doggone, their plumbing has come right up out of the ground. Oh, Mr. Douglas! Mr. Douglas!
Quiet. Stupid!
Mr. Douglas!
Be quiet. My wife is sleeping. I tell you what I want.
That'll be $98.
What for?
For pushing your plumbing back in the ground.
That's not my plumbing. My wife gave that to me. It's my birthday present.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
It was 3 years ago.
Oh, and you just figured out how to put it together.
No, no, it came that way.
Why?
Look, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to hook it up to your truck and dump it in Simpson Swamp.
Simpson Swamp?
What is it going to cost me?
$50.
$50? Why is it going to cost me $50?
Well, it shouldn't, but that's the way I am.
I'll give you 10. Now, I want you to hook it up to your truck.
Hook what up to your truck?
Oh, yes. I was just saying to Mr. Haney, I want him to hitch this to his truck and take it around to the side of the house.
I thought you said Simpson Swamp.
Well, I didn't mean Simpson Swamp.
Well, whatever you mean, it came out Simpson Swamp.
Goodbye, Mr. Haney.
That'll be $7.
For what?
For almost dumping this thing into Simpson Swamp.
Out!
All right.
Oliver, you didn't tell Mr. Haney to take this...
Oh, Lisa, why would I do a thing like that? I love this beautiful bird bath.
It's also a lie detector.
Oh, you miserable...
Oliver, that's the cat scarer.
The what?
On the bird baths.
The bird baths.
There must be a cat out there bothering the birds.
Fine, fine.
Well, if you're not going to do anything about it... Oliver?
Oh,
fine. Come out here, quick!
What's the matter?
Isn't a cat, it's Mr. Kimball.
Hello there.
Guess what? Mr. Kimball has one of these, too.
Well, bully for him. You have?
Oh, not me. My sister's. Oh, I couldn't afford a real Stavinsky. Boy, you can't mistake his work, though. Nobody uses tire chains like he does.
Oh, he's pretty good with the faucets, too.
Makes wonderful popcorn, doesn't it?
This one doesn't. This one is a bird bath.
Oh? Hmm. Must have been one of his later works. He did my sister's during his popcorn period. Great artist.
You know, there must be something about this that escapes me.
Has it sneezed for you yet?
Sneezed?
Yes. My sister sneezes when the wind blows.
This one whistles.
How about that? I thought he only made sneezers.
That must have been during his Gesundheit period.
Mr. Kimball, do you think your sister would let us come over and look at her Stravinsky?
Oh, well, she doesn't have it anymore. She felt guilty about keeping such a great work of art for herself, so she donated it to the State Museum.
Of what?
Modern art. It's in the main lobby. Outdrew the Mona Lisa. People come from all over just to watch it make popcorn and listen to it sneeze.
Oh, I can see where that would be a great crowd pleaser.
Tell you one thing, though. Sure knocked the props out of the county museum. They don't have a Stavinsky.
They don't have a Stavinsky? Lisa, do you think it's easy for me to part with something like this?
But Oliver, it is your birthday present.
Yes, but Lisa, it would be selfish of me to keep a great work of art like this all to myself. I'm going to give it to the world. They deserve it.
Oliver, you're a great man.
Oh, really,
You think more of others than others think of you.
What?
You're all heart and a mile wide.
Thank you. I'll call the county museum.
All right. But don't worry. I'm going to buy you something else for your birthday. Would you like to have a latouche?
Well, I...
They had a beautiful latouche where I bought the Stravinsky. It was the model of the Leaning Tower of Pisa made out of paper clips.
Yes, that's fine. But why don't you first let me dump this... or donate the Stravinsky, huh? And then we'll talk about the latouche. Hmm?
Douglas, the man from the museum is here.
Oh, I'll be right out.
He'll be right out as soon as his head stops clanging. Mr. Douglas, this is Mr. Bennett, the man from the museum. Mr. Bennett, this is Mr. Douglas, the man who just had his head clanged.
Thank you. And I'll get back to work, hmm?
Mr. Douglas, I can't tell you how excited I've been ever since you called me. May I?
Yes, help yourself.
You don't know what this means to the museum to have you donate this magnificent work. Say, what are you trying to pull?
I beg your pardon?
Trying to palm off a fake Stravinsky?
A fake?
Well, of course, everybody knows that Stravinsky never worked in half-inch pipe. He was strictly a three-quarter-inch man. And as if that weren't enough to top it off, look at these tire chains.
Well, they look all right to me.
Mr. Douglas, Stravinsky never hung his chains that low.
Well, maybe they slipped down when they shipped it.
And these faucets, they're just not Stravinsky. I'm afraid I can't accept this poor imitation.
Well, look, an imitation is better than nothing. I'll tell you what to do. I'll crate it up for you. And ship it off to the museum won't cost you a penny.
What is that?
Oh, that's the crate it came in.
No, I mean, it couldn't be, but it is. This is a Dooley Hickens. A real Dooley Hickens. Why, this is almost as great an example of graffiti as his pickle barrel slat, with Henry VIII as a sloppy eater printed on the side of it. You must have seen that in New York in the Metropolitan Museum.
No, I don't think I got up to that floor. Now, about the pipes...
Mr. Douglas, I know I'm being tremendously presumptuous, but would you consider donating this to the museum?
Mr. Bennett, I'll make a deal with you. If you want the Dooley Hickens, you've got to take the plumber's friend.
But I...
I don't want to break up the set.
Mr. Douglas, you've got a deal.
I miss it.
Miss what?
The Stravinsky.
Honey, they took that away 3 weeks ago.
Well, I still miss it. Don't you?
Yes, and we're not the only ones. Two birds showed up this morning with a cake of soap, wanted to take a bath. I hardly know how to break the news to them.
Well, they could have used our shower.
Excuse me, Miss Douglas. It's here. I brought it over on the truck.
You brought what over?
I wanted it to be a surprise.
Brought what over? Mr. Haney, could you...
Well, darling, birthdays are more important to man because women never count them. And I didn't want you to be without a present, even though it was 3 years ago. So if you come outside, I'll show you what it is.
Well, at least
Close your eyes.
I don't want...
Close them.
But I don't...
Close them and don't open it till I tell you. Now you can open them.
Holy smoke, the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, this isn't the real one. This is a life-size model by Latouche. Remember the fellow I told you about who made a model of the Leaning Tower of Pisa in paper clips?
Yes,
this
but...
one is all out of wire hangers. Do you know how many suits he had to have pressed to get enough hangers for this? By over 200... Oliver? Oliver!
He just turned pale and run into the house. I guess he didn't like it.
He's so hard to buy anything for.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, I guess you better pull it apart and we'll ship it back.
Yes, ma'am. Art.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.